kind, gentle creatures that can only hurt one another by accident. He says, then there are wolves. The wolves will feed on the sheep. They're the sociopaths. They're the criminals. He says, and then there are sheepdogs. The sheep are a little leery of the sheepdog. He wanders around, checks the perimeter every night, and barks at the moon. He would never turn his teeth on the flock, but he yearns for a righteous battle. When the wolf comes around, nothing else will do, and the entire flock is sitting there trying to hide behind one lonely sheepdog as he faces down the wolves. We're talking about a creature who is capable of confronting and dealing with combat and sustaining themselves across the long haul. The goal becomes to be a sheepdog, to be a warrior, to be the one that is ready to respond to the threats when the time arises.
Welcome to Blue Justice Radio. As always, Blue Justice brought to you by LESMA, Law Enforcement and Supporters for Media Accountability, and brought to you live Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. I just want to reach into a couple of things. Busy day today. I do apologize. We did not get the link up. I'm throwing the number out there. Hopefully some people call in, but we're going to throw this out there anyway, and definitely will pump the page with the archive link so it can be heard. I'm not getting into speculation, but I'm doing a breakdown. There's some arguing going on the page, and I think there's a lot of butthurt going on the page and whatnot, and we all know how I feel about that. So let's go over facts. Facts and nothing but facts. Now, that being said, let's look at, there was an image that was put up by an individual in the room, and it ties into what I covered yesterday, or what I said yesterday. A lot of people were throwing out this nonsense with American citizen was shot and killed. I'm not seeing that in the room. I did not see that in the room. But what I did see in the room, or I should say in other rooms or on other people's pages in the feed, was this comment. Okay, let's go over that. American citizen killed. You're absolutely right. The rancher was a U.S. Citizen? But you know who else was? Michael Brown. He was a U.S. citizen. And here's another one. Sean Bell, U.S. citizen. It was another hot topic case you guys may not remember. It was close to home, NYPD, but still. So let's forget the fact that they were all killed by cops for a moment. Let's forget the fact that they're all U.S. citizens just for a moment. And let's forget the fact of their backgrounds, even Michael Brown. They're three American citizens, three separate parts of the country, and they're all killed. Now, let's not look at their backgrounds. Let's not look at anything yet. Let's just deal with facts. Each of them were killed by gunfire. Each of them had gunfire fired by a cop. Or, in some of these cases, multiple cops. Let's look at the facts that we have, the facts that we know. We'll start with the rancher, most recent. Now, let's take out the fact that we know his cause, the reason why he went. Let's take out the fact that we know it was a good cause. It was about government overstep, and I agree that there is. There's a lot of heavy regulation against these ranches, and a lot of them are put out of business for it. Let's forget about that. Let's forget about the fact that he had made multiple statements multiple times that he's not going to be taken alive and he's not going to go to jail. Let's forget that. Let's forget that he was not one of the immediate members who started this, but showed up shortly thereafter and immediately, filled with piss and vinegar and anger, became the loudmouth talking piece. Whether it be officially or not, he was. No one reeled him in. Let's forget that. Let's forget the fact that he fled from a felony car stop. Let's forget the fact that he was driving at a high rate of speed erratically in pursuit. And let's forget the fact that he tried to bypass a roadblock by going through a snowbank, which he should have known wasn't going to work. That's just common sense. And nearly hit a cop. again, we're going to forget all that. Let's deal with the actions for what they are from the moment that vehicle comes to a stop. Let's just pretend everything's new and nothing happened prior. He exited the vehicle. Multiple times he is seen putting his hands up in the air, but also multiple times seen putting his hands in his jackets. Now, I don't have audio, but I'm looking at the video with a clear, level head, and I'm going to say he was told to put his hands up, for whatever reason, drop them back down, pocket, jacket, the whole nine, put them back up, he put them back up, drop them back down. Again, put your hands up, get your hands out of your jacket or out of your pocket, and the hands go back up again. But then they come down a third time. His right hand goes into his pocket. His left hand stretches across and into the jacket. Shots ring out. At that moment, there's a still out on the page. I took it. You can do it yourself and see it. You see his shoulders arch back because he's hit. He's going back, but his legs are still moving forward. He goes down. His legs are moving forward because he advanced on the officer. The shoulders were going back because he was already shot by gunfire, and his hands are still in his pocket and jacket. Both hands, not one, both. One's in a pocket and one's inside the jacket. Now, the debate becomes the cops, overzealous, federal authorities. Well, first things first, he was shot by troopers. Now, move forward from there. So let's just take the feds out of the equation for that because they did not shoot. Now, did they set up the stop? Did they set up this? Did they set up that? Yes, that's all true. We're not going to argue that. It's a fact. We know it's a fact. But the shooting itself, which is the point of argument in all this, is the fact that the troopers fired. That being said, you're the trooper. Do you not want to go home? Cut the background noise, whoever that is, please. You want to go home. This ain't a joke. This is life or death. You don't know what he's pulling out. But every trooper that was there and every fucking cop and person that has watched the video has single-handedly, personally seen themselves, this asshole, state he's not going alive. This asshole, personally, he's not the only one, but he definitely did, state he's not going alive, and he's ready for a fight. Now, I like the people out there that are saying, well, this isn't, before the video was released, this is impossible. He was on his knees with his hand in the ground, shot in the face. The only time he was on his knees, and it was a very brief moment, was after he was shot, and that was as he fell to his face. Just saying. So, no, your assassination squad hit doesn't hold water, and you're a dumb fuck. Sorry. It is what it is. We can spin it any way we want. We're used to hearing that because that's the same fucking antic and fucking tactic that Black Lives Matter is using against cops. It's no different. We'll get into that, too. That's right. You're no different than Black Lives Matter. You're part of the problem. You're getting tied in because you're not thinking and you're getting emotional. Don't get emotional. Someone else is counting on that to use it to their advantage. Okay? That's what happens. That's exactly what happens. It was already known that people lied when we went to go into the Persian Gulf about what was there. Other countries lying about it to sucker us in for an alternate, or I should say for an ultimate end game of what they wanted. And they got what they wanted. And it's not that nothing was there. You just take what's there and twist it. Make it worse, make it better, make it more passionate, more compelling, make it sweeter, make it larger, or make it smaller if you need to, whatever the case may be. That's what they're doing. And that's what's going on here. So everyone, take your head, pop it out of your ass, and smell the fresh air. That's what needs to go on here. The video, freeze frame it. You'll see when he gets hit. You'll see he's advancing. You'll see his hands in his pocket, the other one's in the jacket. End of story. There is no argument here. Clear, cut, good, shoot. We do not have to wait till we're shot at. We stand here on every time screaming about cops getting killed. And how many times is it because that cop second guessed? Didn't shoot. You stand here as a group of individuals, as citizens, as alleged Americans. How many motherfuckers in this group are screaming about this, but praise the shooting of Michael Brown? You're half the problem. You're half the fucking problem. Search yourself. Michael Brown did a robbery. Strong arm, yes. Let's take that out of the equation. Michael Brown, criminal record, yes. But let's take that out of the equation. Let's make Michael Brown, let's take the jaywalking out of this, out of the equation, right? Michael Brown is a male black American citizen walking down the streets of Ferguson. Interaction with a police officer, he becomes aggressive. His degree of aggression was punching the officer. Going for the gun. Gun is discharged. We still have Black Lives Matter arguing whether he was shot in the car or wasn't shot in the car, and we all know forensic evidence means nothing to them. So let's take that one single incident out of the equation, right? Let's pretend he was never shot in the car and there was never a round fired in the car. Let's pretend. Our officer still got his bell rung pretty fucking good. Michael Brown flees the scene. Officer gets out. Let's take out of the equation whatever words may have been exchanged back and forth. We know one thing to be fact. Michael Brown turned and charged back at the officer. Officer had already had his bell rang. Already knows the guy went for the gun. Remember, we're pretending the shot was never fired in the first place. But we'll just go on what we know for a fact that no one can dispute. Because even Black Lives Matter has now said, well, yeah, he went for the gun, but he was afraid for his life. So let's just go with that. He already knows this guy will go for his gun. This guy's charging him. This guy's bigger than him. This guy's already rung his bell. Officer fires. Our own Department of Justice, who, by the way, is part of the federal government and is as fucked up as anyone can be, has already cleared him on that. They don't have a case. The officer did the right thing. Supreme Court has upheld. We don't have to wait till we're fired at. We don't have the same rules of engagement as military. I had someone tell me today, as military, I never served, but as military, you have to wait until you're engaged under most circumstances. That's just fucking asinine. But then again, we don't allow them to be armed at their recruiting stations or on their base and make them soft targets. That's also asinine. That's how our ass-backwards government works. But the Supreme Court has ruled that when we're in fear, imminent death or serious injury to ourselves or to others, again, fear of, we can engage. When there is reasonable fear, we can engage. Let me tell you something. This rancher who's made those statements, who's approaching you in the snow, who's advancing on you, and for whatever reason keeps putting his hands in his pockets and will not comply to get down, yeah, guess what? You have reasonable fear. The shot is good. Say what you want. The shot is good. How can we or people in this group stand there and listen? Listen to this nonsense. It's no different. It's the same thing. Both of those individuals had taken certain steps, and those steps they took are what drove them to their own destiny, which was death. There is no difference. Now, I will step up and say this. The ranchers had a good cause. There's a lot of government control. There's a lot of government oversight. There's a lot of government regulation. There's a lot of government fuckery going on because, listen, they're all fucktards, every single one of them. They're not worth their fucking weight in salt or in shit or in anything else. Plain and simple, there's a problem. We've discussed that even yesterday. We need to eliminate these politicians from office and put them in. But you know, put new people in. But you know how you do this? Voting. Breaking and entering, I don't care that they had keys, by the way. It's a burglary. That's the law. You enter and remain unlawfully with the intent to commit another crime. Well, committing a burglary alone is that. But what was their intent? Well, their intent was to what? Unlawful trespass? Even that itself automatically makes it a burglary and you've committed a felony. Some states have slightly different changes to the law, but the overall principle of the law, that's it. You've committed it. Now, I'm going to assume everyone that was there was assuming, A, This is going to go like the first one did. There's a little bit of a difference on the first one because you really can't burglarize open land. You can a building. So there was a little bit of a difference. Not terrible, but there was a little bit. But just because one ended one way doesn't mean it's going to end the other. And we know that through law enforcement. Not every search warrant goes as smooth as you want, even though they're all the same. Not every car stop is textbook. Not everything's always the same. I guarantee you this old man, he was convinced it was going to be the same. And he sat there when he saw it wasn't. He panicked and he fled. Just like their own story goes, he was telling them, I'm not speaking to you. I'm not talking to the feds. Fuck this, fuck that. I'll talk to the sheriff. If you don't let me go, I'm going to the sheriff. If you don't let me go, I'm going to the sheriff. They weren't even in the sheriff's jurisdiction. And then he decided to bolt. He decided to bolt. Hey, that's on him. He took off. All they were waiting for was vehicle 2 behind them to be fully secured and then move on vehicle 1. He takes off. And that's on him. God bless him. Hopefully. He took his step. He made his fate. Did he put other people in harm's way? Yes. Why are we not discussing that? Now, as far as everyone else being taken out, another individual being wounded, possibly they shot into the car, I don't know about that yet. If there were any shots fired, those shots could have ended when they shot at the first guy. In all honesty, I don't know. I know they deployed a shitload of flashbangs around the car before getting them out. And I know that, we deal with in law enforcement, especially when you got a lot of people around, spontaneous gunfire. It's impulse gunfire. You hear the bang, you shoot. You hear the bang, you shoot. Could be the flashbang, could be whatever, it happens. But you know what? We're putting blame on that. How about we go a step further and say, had you not fled from the original felony car stop, this would have all gone different. Because I'm going to tell you now, had this happened, and had it not been these ranches, the story would have been different. The story would have been different. Now let's go to New York. Sean Bell. Troublemaking young youth. I think he's young, so he's a youth, right? That didn't need to be said twice. Troublemaking youth. Black from Jamaica, Queens. One of the 5 boroughs of the city of New York, for those of you listening and don't know. The night before his wedding, decides to go. And again, the fact that he's getting married, let's not count that in. It means nothing, right? I don't want to make it relevant or irrelevant. It is what it is. We're disregarding it. But the fact that he's out at a strip club the night before his wedding means nothing. The fact that he's there with his friends means nothing. The fact that there were undercover officers watching the club for other things means nothing. The fact that he got into a fight with another group in the club means nothing. The fact that they were all ejected by security means nothing. Don't count that in. The fact that witnesses and the undercover officer heard him saying, let's go back to the car, get our guns, and fuck these guys up, let's say that doesn't matter. But that's what happened. Known fact. It was transmitted over the radio by the undercover. That's why they moved in on the vehicle. But let's pretend none of that happened. Let's pretend that he wasn't known to these guys through their narcotics because they've done search warrants before on his house and on his vehicles, and they've had interactions with them. Although they were only there to watch the club, who was a drug spot, not his. They knew who he was and his crew was. Let's not forget the fact that he's had prior drug arrests, both for sale and use. Robbery and assault arrests. Let's forget all that. He's just a black American citizen. And he's driving in a car. We'll pretend everything else didn't happen. He's driving in a car, and he's got his brother and 2 friends with him. And he leaves the premise. We won't even call it a club. He leaves the premise, and he's on the road. He is stopped by 2 police vehicles, unmarked, with lights, and the officers exit the vehicle, surround the vehicle, IDing themselves with badges out, guns out, flashlights out, police, stop the car, put the car in park, blah, 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 blah. They move on the car. One of the officers gets in front of the car. Again, bad tactics, but it is what it is. Michael Brown, in the driver's seat, nails the gas. Pins the officer between the front of his car, which was a Nissan, but I don't remember the model. Might have been a Maxima, though. I'm not sure. Pins the officer between the van and the car. Okay? Officer screams out, fires the first round, and everyone lights the car up. Plain and simple. Officer just got hit by a car and is being pinned. Would you not call that an emergency? Would you not call that risk of life, a serious injury, a reasonable fear? He's gunned down. The Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, of course, took to the streets. There was no BLM back when this happened. And by BLM, I do mean Black Lives Matter, not Bureau of Land Management. But the BLM isn't around. But Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson come in. They come in with their coalitions, and they start the crazy trend. He was shot too many times. We fired too many times, too many rounds, blah, 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 blah. It's just because he was black. He was out celebrating his bachelor party. He was actually seen earlier getting a blowjob from one of the strippers. But it's all right. His wife, his baby mama loved him. Yeah, but they made their drama. A lot of stuff doesn't get in the news. There's no need to get it in the news. I think it should have went in the news. I think the fact that he was shot, but what they didn't report at the time was that they had a search warrant for his house from undercovers, different other undercovers from a different undercover group making buys on guns. And they searched his house 2 days after he was gunned down and killed. And they recovered a gun from the house that was stolen and defaced. Clearly not a good guy, but it is what it is. Could that have panned out any different? Could he have just stopped, put the car in park? They would have searched the car. There was no gun in the car. Although one of the guys during the shooting, his brother did get out and run and get away unscathed. So he could have had the gun. But let's say his brother still got out, ran, and got away. There were no shots fired, and he stopped the car. What would have happened? Car would have been tossed. They would have been patted down. They would have done a stop, question, and frisk report, which is our policy. It would have been documented. Have a nice day and move on. Move on. That's all. He'd be alive. Michael Brown could be alive. Ken Dye wrote a book on it. He could have been alive, but he took certain steps that caused it. And guess what? This rancher could have been alive. He took certain steps that caused it. If we don't get our heads out of our asses and start actually fucking listening to each other, to the facts, we're done for. We're done for. These crazy kooks were hoping for an agenda. That's all it is. The individuals they were allegedly protesting for it even told them, don't fucking do that. We're just going to go along. Our attorney's got it. We'll be out. If anything, you just made their case harder. But this is what we do. And then we sit there and blame the scapegoat. It's always law enforcement. And we got people in the group who swear they're pro-law enforcement and are berating the fuck out of them. Really? You got some set of balls when you're doing that. That's how I look at it. I'll be the first, and anyone who's been in the group or listened to the show, you know, I'm the first if someone's wrong to say, fuck you, you're wrong. That cop is wrong. We've done it. I'm not backing that officer. I don't care if he loses his job. He was wrong. There was no need to punch that guy. There was no need to hit that guy. There was no need to whatever. Excessive shots there or this or that. I got it. But when an officer is right, an officer is right. I mean, we got people jumping off and assuming that these cops are wrong and dirty or whatever the case may be, cold-blooded assassins, based on the fact that they heard audio of an individual who was arrested calling someone else after the fact and telling them what they saw after the fact. Telling them what they saw. Calling that individual hours later when they recorded it. We also have people that are listening to audio, recorded audio that's out on the internet, of people claiming they got calls from people involved. They don't have audio of those people, but there's audio of the person alleging this, explaining what it is they were told by these people. And we don't even have these people coming out to go, yeah, it's true, I called them and I said that. Really? We're taking this as fact. If you brought any of that into a trial, you'd get laughed at. You'd get laughed at. Where's your evidence? That air cover. Anyone who didn't realize there was going to be a helicopter and this was going to be recorded is a fool. Now, I don't know if FBI uses body cams. I don't believe they do. The local troopers might. You might get lucky there. You might get a video camera, too. But just review the air footage. I know there's no audio. I'm not a lip reader, but I can figure out what's going on. It's not hard. It's really not hard to figure out what's going on, and it's very simple to see the moment when he gets hit. It's very easy to freeze frame it, and it's very easy to see where his hands are. It's very easy to understand the point of view of the officer who wants to go home that night. The same officer who was nearly hit by the truck, just trying to do his job. He's now being engaged by a man. Yes, he's still being engaged. You're challenging him, you're engaging him. Who's advancing towards him and refusing to listen to the pleas of put your hands up, get down on the ground. Put your hands up, get down on the ground. How many times does it have to be said? So if we're going to sit here and debate this, I guess my next big question to everyone would be this. How big do we need to go as far as making an attempt to end it peacefully? As a cop, and let's hold this true for everybody, as a cop, do we now wait to get engaged? Do we wait to make sure that gun is real? Do we wait till the shot's fired? But maybe it's not a real shot. Maybe they're blanks. So do we wait until one of us are hit? Then we return fire? Maybe that's how we got to go from now on. Let's push that. We're going to change the mission statement of the organization, and we're going to fight that cops can only return fire once they're hit. I love it. It's great. What, are you fucking retarded? That's bullshit. The asshole put his hand in his jacket. Enough said. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't have done it three times. I would have given him the one chance. Other than that, I'm going to light the motherfucker up. Now, I don't know how many times he was shot, but I know I have no problem emptying my clip if I need to he's down. Now, once he hits the floor, I'll stop. But if that motherfucker's body even does a fucking nerve twitch, I'm putting more rounds in him. Because guess what? I got a wife and two kids to go home to. And guess what I'm doing that day? Going home to my wife and two kids. And I'm going to give them each a hug and a kiss. Then I'm going to go to a bottle of Jack Daniels, and I'm going to pour myself a shot or two. Then maybe when I'm done there, I'll get together with some of the guys in the neighborhood. And then I'm going to take my ass over to my local Knights of Columbus that I haven't been to in a while, and I'm going to ask my friend Tom, who even in the group I was arguing with on certain points, hopefully he's bartending, to pour me a couple of more shots. Then I might call in sick the next day. That's what I'm going to do. And anyone who comes in here or comes on the page and says, I'm a cop and that looks bad to me, you're not a cop, you wrote a fucking desk, you've never been challenged, and you're a fucking waste. Because the reality is you're willing to take that bullet? I beg to differ. I beg to differ. You're not going to take that bullet. Don't get me wrong, there are bad shots. There are bad shootings. There are maybe tactical issues within this one incident and definitely tactical issues in many of these incidents that go wrong. But this case here was perfect. Three attempts to do right. Actually, two attempts, and then on the third, they just shot him. But really, when was it enough? I mean, should they have fucking just let him go and then made a promise for him to come back later? Let him continue to go to this so-called sheriff and let him speak to the sheriff? And under that circumstance, potentially give this guy now a hostage? Do the stop somewhere where it's more populated and more people can get injured by stray rounds? Now, I know. He reached into his jacket, someone said, and found what? Nothing. Boy, I'm sorry, said drew what? Nothing. Produced nothing. You're right. But he also never got to take his hand out of his pocket. So there was no opportunity for him to produce anything. They lit his ass up. But what they did do is recover a gun. So, although I can't say he was reaching for that gun, I can say he was reaching somewhere where there was a gun. I can say for a fact that he's threatened to not go alive. I can say for a fact he's threatened not to go to jail. And I can say for a fact that he has stated he will put up a fight. I did see him challenge an officer. I did see him advance an officer. I did see him refuse to obey orders. I did see him run from a felony stop. I did see him drive erratically. I did see him try to bypass a roadblock. And I did see him, although this wasn't his fault, but he almost did hit a cop trying to go around it. He didn't aim for the cop. He was just going around, and the cop was there. But, again, you almost hit a cop. All those being said, is there any reason on earth why that officer should feel he's not in danger, that there is no threat? Is there any reason to believe that this man was not going to go down without a fight, but then realize this isn't going to happen like the first one did? I'm fucked, and I ain't got the balls to do anything about it. I'll suicide by cop. Possible. It's possible. And I'm not saying that's what it is, but I'm saying it's possible.
More than likely, Dave.
Right. Well, exactly. And I think it would have been better if he would have just shot himself, but he didn't.
True. Very true. And the video that I watched, it almost appeared that the first time I watched it, it looked like he struck that officer. And as I looked at the video, and it appeared that there looked like there might have been a hole in the front of the windshield when I stopped it. And I wasn't sure if that was the officer who almost got hit. Did he discharge his weapon into that windshield? And if he did, I would have discharged 10,000 bullets into his windshield if he kept coming at me and refused to stop and I was on the side of that blockade. That's what I would have done. I wouldn't even question it. Oh, let's see. I'm not going to shoot because I don't want everybody to make it seem like I didn't do a justified shooting and get in trouble. Fuck that. I'm going home to my family and I'll deal with it in the court system. But that's what it appeared to me. And when he got out of the car, you could clearly tell he was agitated. He was upset. You could see he was flailing his arms like he was all up. And when he reached into his coat, I'm saying to myself, holy fuck, he's going to fight because he said he's going to go down. He will not go peacefully. Okay, I know that. I'm already aware of that. He reaches in his coat, refuses to follow directives, will not comply to my directives. I'm thinking something. If I see something coming out of his coat, I'm going to shoot and ask questions later because I'm going home that day. And that was a justified shooting 10 times over in my book. And if anybody else wants to argue that, please fucking send me the emails. Let's argue about it.
I agree completely. And you know, again, I'm hearing these complaints from people, and, you know, it's retarded. Don't tell me I've been through all the training, you a cop? No, but I've been through, like, all the training. Well, then fuck you. No offense.
Yeah, then fuck you. Exactly. Fuck me 10 times over. I guarantee you. Oh, what training? So what you're going to tell me is when you're on the street and someone reaches in and you see what you think is a gun coming at you, you're going to jump into all this training you have and all of a sudden now you're going to be able to make a justifiable shooting in your head? Fuck you. Fuck you and your fucking supposed training when it comes down to me making a decision in a matter of a second and a half. That's ridiculous. Nobody should ever judge anybody in that position, ever, in my book. And if you are, you're a fucking retard.
Well, I agree with you completely. And you know what? I'll go a step further. I'll be honest with you. I know cops, personally, and I've seen it.
Went through all the training, and when the shit hit the fan and they had to act, they didn't. They couldn't. They couldn't break through. I've seen officers that were decent officers, knew them for a short period of time, they didn't last on the job long, you know, get into a situation where them and their partner were charged by a man with a knife, and the one officer who was a veteran with the Army, engaged the suspect at the door, took one step back, engaged, fired around, hit him in the shoulder, dropped him, tackled him, fought with him, got the knife away from him, cuffed him, secured his firearm that went flying in the hallway during the struggle, and took care of business. And when he turned around to look for his partner was gone. And when they found his partner, who didn't even call for backup, he was a block away. He wasn't even at the patrol car. He was terminated. This is a guy who went through the training, graduated perfectly, had, I mean, everything you could do. He passed, he certified. And when the shit hit the fan, he choked. Now, that doesn't mean everyone does. I know guys who have hit the fan, shit hit the fan and responded perfectly 20 times. And then on the 21st time, for whatever reason, something slightly different and they don't react properly. Simple moments in time make great heroes. They also make for great disasters. It's just the way everything pans out. People don't seem to get that. So you know what? Fine. Trooper got shot on the side of the road, and this is a specific encounter. And you jumped on the guy holding a gun and saved the day. That makes you a hero. I know plenty of guys who saw a plane hit a specific building and ran into it and pulled people out and survived it, and some didn't. Those that survived it and were documented being responsible for the savings of hundreds of lives in the World Trade Center ends up getting involved in some fucking scandal because he didn't give somebody a ticket when the person said their father was on the job, and he's made a complete fucking zero. His career is ruined. So it's all a matter of where you are at a particular point in time, and that instant of thinking or not thinking that makes me where we, makes you what you are. But how about when it comes to Monday night quarterbacking an officer doing anything, or a firefighter doing anything, or even that civilian who stepped up and did something? How about we step back and we don't cast judgment? Because you know what? The reality is you didn't have hindsight. You didn't have the ability or the luxury. Like you said, Chuck, and like I said when I on my interview in Baton Rouge, you have a fucking literal nanosecond to make that decision. You will be held accountable either way, especially when you know you don't have people that have your back. But when you expect certain people to have your back and they cast this shit out without having all the facts, that's where your biggest amount of damage comes from. To me, from our group's point of view, that's what we have to combat. And it's just disheartening as fuck to see people in this group that claim that and are doing that. You know, no one here is arguing the constitutionality of the BLM. Bureau of Land Management, not the Black Lives Matter. No one here is arguing the legitimacy of these regulations being set up against these ranches. Or no one's sitting here arguing and saying, oh, you're crazy, they're not doing this to steal the land for your uranium, gold, silver, and everything else. Maybe they are. But again, there's a certain way to handle it. Like, you know, vote in politicians, because you failed when you put the people in there that are doing it. And the biggest part behind this is Harry Reid. How fucking long has he been in? How long has he been in? You keep voting him in, and you're expecting something else to change. I think somebody once said that's the definition of lunacy. When you keep doing something and getting the wrong result, and yet continue to still do it, thinking something's going to change. You know, maybe that's where the problem is. Maybe these people need to fucking vote other people in, which is why we try to draw attention to certain people. It is what it is. It is what it is. We can't change it. We have to start at the top because shit rolls downhill. Change your president, change your congressman, change your senators, change your governors, change your state representatives, change your mayors, change your council members. That's how you make a change. Get the fuck out and vote. Don't get tied into the emotions of what it is. Who gives a the reality is who gives a fuck about the ranches? That's not what we're arguing. They want you to think what you're arguing. Everyone is arguing over the legitimacy of this shoot. Doesn't matter that he was a rancher. He could have been a plumber or a landscaper or a fucking doctor. He could have been fucking retarded. He could have been gay. He could have been a tree climber. He could have been a college dropout. He could have been a grade school dropout. None of that made a difference. The only thing that made a difference is he did certain actions on that particular day during that particular window of time where his fate put him in line with other people. And those people took certain actions at that exact moment in time to ensure their fate, because they too had a mission, and their mission was to go home. End of story. That's what we're debating here. I'll be the first one to tell you, and I say it before, the government's fucked up. It's all got to be changed. I mean, Obamacare shows you that. It's all fucked up. But this, why are we blaming the FBI and the state troopers for this? I mean, would we be okay? I mean, I'm curious. And Chuck, I don't know. I know your opinion. I'm just going to throw this out there, you know, just for the fact of saying it, and anyone who downloads it or who is also listening. Would we have been okay had he gotten out of the car, did what he did, got the gun out, and killed one or two of the officers before getting gunned down? Would that have changed things? Would that have been cool? Would we have been all right with that? I just want to know so I know how to proceed from now on. Because apparently I got it wrong. I want to see my guys go home, my girls go home at the end of the day. That's my passion. That's my passion right there. You know, I don't ask people to donate on my on my end to the group, or to follow the group, or to go after pages or whatnot or whatever the case may be, because of anything other than they're not being treated fairly, they're not being this. You know, and that's why I told people in the thread when I put this on. If you got pro-law enforcement pages that are throwing this shit out there that the cops are bad, by all means, share the fucking link on the page. Share the link on our page. Because you know what? I don't care who they are or what they are, we go after them. This is bullshit. So as clean of a shoot as one could want, which, Chuck, you agree with. I'm sorry. I can't.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. And the problem is that the general public has this preconceived idea that we have this superpower in our bodies and our head to know the difference when someone reaches in and it looks like it's going to be a weapon or a fake toy gun, and we know that. We all know that. Supposedly we have this inner superpower that we know that, and when we shoot someone, that we should have known. And it kills me, and I think you hit it on the head, David, more than you know, was that I think the general public and the general schmo out there, and believe it or not, even some people that are law enforcement supporters believe that we have to be shot at in order to return fire to shoot or discharge our weapons. And I'm going to tell you this, people. No, we fucking don't. No, we fucking don't. We do not. Even where I'm at, I don't have to wait to be assaulted to smack some motherfucker that I think is going to assault me instantly. I don't have to wait for that action to happen. But guess what? We get called out on that shit. Well, he didn't strike you. Why'd you strike him? Well, his hands came up, and I thought he was going to strike me, so I struck him first to keep him from harming me so I can go home today. Then I get armchair quarterback because the video looks like I assaulted him for nothing. But were you there? Did you hear the tones? Did you hear the inflection? Did you see the action? Did you see the adrenaline running through that individual? Did you feel the tense situation? No, fuck no, because you're looking through a TV monitor. You're looking through a goddamn computer screen. That's what you're looking at. You're not there feeling, hearing, smelling, tasting everything that's going on at that exact moment. So for those of you that think that we have these super goddamn powers and that we've got all this training, I don't care how much training you give us. I don't care. What it boils down to, people, and even in this incident down in Oregon, and I'm only 34 miles from the border of Oregon, and it's a big brouhaha here, and the first thing I'm thinking is justified, stop fucking being dumbasses. Use your political powers to get things fixed instead of doing this shit. But we do not have these super goddamn powers to know exactly if it's a fake gun, if it's that. I don't care if it's a knife, a rock, a hammer. If it's in their hand and they raise and they're heading towards me, or I feel I am threatened, I'm going to do whatever necessary to protect myself. Now, this is what I hear all the time, and it really jerks my string. Well, why didn't they tase them? Well, why didn't they do this? Well, there are procedures to that. You cannot tase someone who's up above. Let's say you're chasing some guy, and he fucking jumps on top of a trash can. And I know you know this, David. When you pull that taser, you're not allowed per procedure to hit him when he's up above. Why? Because he's going to stiffen, and he could fall and break his fucking neck. And guess what? And dies, and now I killed him with a taser. Or if he runs in water, you can't tase him. You're not supposed to tase him in water. What happens? You tase him, he hits, he falls, and he goes underwater, and he cannot fucking do anything because he's going for the five-second ride. And so we all know this. But guess what, people? Things happen. Shit goes wrong. Things go bad. Don't hold us accountable 100%. So let me flip that on the backside for you regular people out there that are listening to this. If you, every time you made a mistake at your job and it was publicized, wouldn't you hate that? Every time you made a bad sale and it came back and your boss said, son of a bitch, and blasted you publicly for it, you would be pissed off. You would be pissed off and you probably wouldn't work there anymore. And with the retention rate of law enforcement and people not wanting to even go in law enforcement anymore, it's sad. It's sad and it's fucking pathetic, people. And I'm really upset at the fact that we can't even get good qualified officers because now nobody wants to become a police officer. Being a police officer, when I grew up, was absolutely one of the most respectful positions of authority. And then everybody wanted to be a firefighter or a policeman. Nobody wanted to grow up and be a secretary. Nobody wanted to grow up and be a correctional officer. Nobody wanted to grow up and be a garbage man, who, by the way, are sanitation engineers who make goddamn good money nowadays. Because I remember my mom telling me, what do you want to do, grow up and be a garbage man? Well, fuck yeah, now I do, because I make goddamn good money. But that's beside the point. The point I'm driving at here is, people, you cannot expect us to be 100% perfect. We do the best job with the best amount of tools, and believe it or not, when shit goes bad, the shit in my head that pops in my head, and this may be me only personally, but I start thinking about how are my above, my captain, my lieutenant, are going to react to this? How are they going to look at that? And that's messed up when I should just be worried about what's happening right then and there. And at times, it does cause you to stand down, for lack of a better term, to not react in a way that you normally would, because you're concerned about, and for the police officers, what your mayor is going to say, what your chief of police is going to say, you know, what your governor is going to say. And it's just bullshit. And it's very irritating that they say, go do the job, guys, but you know what? We're going to handcuff you down to your squad car. You ain't going to do shit. Well, how do you expect me to do my job if you're fucking handcuffing me down? And that's where the problem lies, is they give us the authority, but yet they expect us to run it 100% perfect. And you know, David, as well as I do, and any other law enforcement officer that's out there listening, we are not invincible. We are human beings, and we react to situations that are presented to us, and we do the best we can with what we have. If you've got something better that allows us to take someone down without harm to ourselves or to them, then fucking bring it forward and let's see what you got. Otherwise, shut up. And let's see what you can do. And support our officers.
I agree completely, brother.
I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to go on a tangent, David, but goddamn, just pissed me
off. You have every right. I went on one, too. The reality is I agree with you. But you know what? I mean, it just is what it is. I'm looking at a comment here in the group where someone's saying, oh, blah, 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 speculation, both sides, calling him a piece of shit ain't right. The man was fighting what he believed in. And I just responded back to him. I said, yeah. And if he fought for what he believed in, and what he believed in was that raping people cured global hunger, would he be okay in doing that because it's what he believes in? Or is it possible that even though his end game, global hunger and solving it, is righteous, but his actions in getting it are wrong. What is it? I think these miners, I think these ranchers have a legitimate, righteous gripe, complaint, and everything. I'll even go as far as the idea of like, oh, a sit-in and all that, and we're going to take this and make it, that's all fine. But this one asshole overstepped the boundary. He took that step. He was the one who said, and we've seen it before, and we talk about it. He's the one who goes, talk ain't enough. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to sacrifice myself. Just like these assholes who have assassinated cops and said, talk about hating cops isn't enough. Black Lives Matter, the Black Liberation Army, the Black Panthers showing up in Texas and protesting and there with rifles and guns in open carry saying we want dead cops and we want them now and all this other shit. And then 2 days later, one of them said, no, fuck that. That ain't enough. And finds Deputy Goforth gassing up his car. And he says to himself, I'm going to be the one. It's going to be me. And guns him down. This guy was no different. He didn't gun anyone down. Like I said, maybe it was a suicide by cop, maybe not. But the idea is he made at that moment the decision to say, I will be the one to make this different. Well, you're right. You did.
You
never
did
see it, but you did. You made it different because it could have gone peaceful. You know, and I got people. I see people commenting on our page saying, "Why didn't they just tell him to get down?" You don't think
I'm sure
they
did. I'm sure they were fucking yelling, "Get on the ground! Get on the fucking ground!" Or are you gonna, you know they were doing it. If that dumb fucker. No offense, but if I was doing that, I come book it out of the car, and they tell me to get on the ground. If that guy would have face planted his ass in the fucking snow almost after killing that officer running his ass over, which is attempted murder in my book, so that's the first fucking charge you'd get if he survived. But if he would have face planted his ass straight down in the ground, he would be alive today. You know it, I know it, everybody fucking knows it. But of course they were yelling that shit at him. Of course. I mean, come on, man. I mean, if anybody on our page, I swear to God, David, if anybody on our page says, well, they didn't give him time to comply, or they didn't. If they do, I'm going to blast the shit out him because they gave on that video, they gave him way enough time. As soon as he exited that vehicle, he knew what the fuck he was doing. You know when he was putting his hands in there, he was trying to be a big tough guy. Yeah, let's see if they shoot me. Well, yeah, they shot you. So you got what you fucking wanted, you dumbass. And once he would have came out of that vehicle and immediately complied to the directives, he would be alive today. You know it. I know it. And if anybody else wants to change that, fucking meet me on the face. Meet me on Lesman's page and let's talk about this because you're full of shit.
Yes, you are 100% right. You're absolutely right. And that's the problem I brought up. The problem is, why are we arguing this? Like, I look at it and like people are like, oh my God, the cop. Okay. Well, when something similar happened in Ferguson, there was no gun, and everyone said, well, Mike Brown got what he had coming. We all know he did. He went for the cop's gun. There's no disputing that. I'm not saying he didn't have it coming. I'm just wondering why now we're like, oh, this rancher. He wasn't a rancher. The second he got out there and engaged them like that, he stopped being a rancher, and he himself became, yes, a thug, a savage, an animal. That's all he did. He wasn't a rancher anymore. He wasn't. He wasn't for the movement anymore. He put additional people at risk because he wanted to be the one. Plain and simple. He wanted to be the one. And enough is enough. And you know as well as I do, we can argue this, and we probably will argue this day and night. People are just going to fucking agree. You're going to have to agree to disagree. But the reality is let's just at least use logic and not turn around and say the cops executed him. Did the cops engage him? Yes. Could the cops use the taser? Well, we know the answer to that. The guy's wearing a jacket. No. But
I was just going to say that, man. All that gear on him would have done no good. And I'm going to tell you, people, they could have shot 1,000 tasers in him and it wouldn't have done shit. So just heads up.
Exactly. Exactly 100% right.
They could have pepper sprayed him, but they were too far. You can't, and I've heard that fight. I heard that argument. Well, they could have pepper sprayed the guy. Really? Show me, and hey, look, man, I work with all kinds of OC, projecto jets, you name it, man. I mean, fuck, I've seen it all. No officer carries a projecto jet that's designed to shoot 30 feet and spread into an entire cell in their car. So that way they can shoot pepper spray. We don't carry pepper spray that shoots that fucking far, people. Get with it.
Yes.
Come on. You guys are in fantasy land that we have all these magical tools on our belt to stop them like that. It's not true, and it doesn't happen like that. So,
well,
yeah.
I mentioned it on yesterday's show. I talked about superheroes, and I basically said, too, we're not. You know, like you brought up before, we're nothing but Batman. A regular everyday man, except we're not rich, a regular everyday man who's just got fancy tools on his belt. That's all we are. That's what we are. The reality is, you're right, we're not Superman, and we don't have that magic weapon that he has. We can't throw the batarang at him or anything like that. But the other thing is, we don't have a DeLorean. See, had we had a DeLorean, we could have just put a cop in the DeLorean, dialed it back maybe like, you know, 5 minutes, and reached 75 miles an hour, gone into the past 5 minutes, stopped the DeLorean in front of the car so that he could never accelerate, and the whole thing would have been over. But we just don't have that capability yet. You know, it's logical, though, because it's about as logical as the theory that this guy was executed. Meaning, yes, it's totally not logical for anyone who thinks I'm being serious here. He was not executed. And I'm still seeing it. People are like, he was on his knees.
No,
really?
No,
I'd like to know what video they're watching. He was on his knees. There was no point in that video where that man fell to his knees while his heart was still beating.
Standing in the snow, covering up to your knees, doesn't mean you're on your knees, people. Just saying.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's right. That's about as close as he was. The snow was up to his knees. You know,
that's what it was, man. I mean, you can see it in the video. I know he wasn't kneeling. He's standing, for God's sakes. I mean, come on. I mean, it's ridiculous. Hey,
right, but you know
before,
what's
I know
funny.
Our time's running short here, and I just wanted to put this out here. Today is the memorial of correctional officer Jamie Bendel, who died today, 5 years ago, at Monroe Correctional Complex, who was murdered by a savage fucking dirtbag beast of a person that should be dead today. And today's a memorial for her, and I just want to put it out to all the correctional officers out there that are listening. You know, be safe, people. We had another correctional officer that was brutally beaten and almost killed up in Clallam Bay 2 days ago, and they are on lockdown. And I just want it out there, everybody, please, please watch your back, watch your six. Pay attention to your partners. Know where your partners are at all times. And let's not have another Jamie Bendel. We don't need another officer killed. We've had enough of them. They're dying in almost 1 to 2 a month now. So please watch your backs. And I just wanted to put out there to all of my brothers and sisters here in the state of Washington, hey, everybody, take care. And I just want you to be safe out there. And as it's a reminder of what we do. And Jamie Bendel gave the ultimate sacrifice by doing her job and doing it well, and being in her life being taken so early at the age of 32 by this savage fucking beast who wanted her. So I just want to put that out there before we close the show today.
Well, that, sir, you definitely did. And we did get the 60-second warning just as you were wrapping up. So we are at that time. And I agree completely with everything you said, both on topic and off topic with this. Yes, everyone, please stay alert. Clearly, if anything, this incident also shows we must even be careful among our supporters. There are people out there that are, you know, supporters when it's trendy. But you get that with everything, right? I see a lot of people are Cowboy fans, and now this year they're not. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. And I know a lot of people that never said even the word Carolina, but all of a sudden they love the Panthers. So, you know, it's the nature of who we are, but we got to combat it. I love you all. God bless. Thanks for calling in. Listen, people, just stop listening to the bullshit, and let's work through this together and make a change. Peace, and I'll speak to you all next week.
Hey, David, can you stay on for a second?
Absolutely, I can, Ken.
Hi there.
Let's go.
Good show.
Thank you.
I just have I've been listening to your stuff here. Did any copper get charged in that Bell incident? I remember
did
that
any
one.
Yes. One officer, many officers were charged. All of them beat it except for one officer. One officer was charged on a criminal mischief because one of his bullets was found to have shattered a window of the Long Island Railroad station two blocks away.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's exactly what that was. Yeah, that's all. No big deal. I don't even think it actually ever went anywhere. I think it was more like, you know, yeah, you're guilty of that and time served, you know, whatever.
Did they,
Yeah, the job didn't hurt him with that, but the reality is I think it was done for two reasons. One, they wanted to charge something just to try to say, like, look, we did everything we did. We did everything we could. We had the jury in there, and this is all they could really find. You have nothing. At the same time, too, I think it was also to counter the idea if they were trying to go into shot responsibility. So the idea that these guys were unloading magazines into this car that was pinning their partner, they wanted to get away from that, and it really did become a big training issue after that of shot control. You know, you're going to get charged if you miss, you're going to this, you're going to that, which ultimately never came to pass anyway, but I think that's where they were going with that.
Okay. One other thing,
sure.
Well, a couple others. I'm going to take exception with you on this one. You said these politicians weren't worth a bag of shit. They are worth a bag of shit.
No. You think so?
That's all. It's just commentary.
I mean, I hear you. I mean, I'm just saying, if you gave me a politician for a bag of my own shit, I would still think I got the shit end of the deal.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm hoping that. I'm just hoping that'll change in the future. We got to work on it.
Oh man, I hope you're right. You mentioned something else in the broadcast. You know, about car stops and search warrants. Man, they're never the same. You know, you go to kick a door and Jesus, or car stop. You come wandering up and. You know, next thing you know, the car lights up, and you got a target hanging off your ass. Boy, these things are so damn true. I've been listening to the show and not working my computer, but I'm gonna go back on and check the Lesma feed, and you know, I just can't imagine anybody with any police experience, you know, not agreeing with that Oregon trooper that shot that guy. I can't speak to it, but I'm going to go and make some comments. Oh, good post on your blog there.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sorry. Thank you very much. I'm happy you appreciated it and enjoyed it.
But it's just a pleasure listening to you. Hey, listen, Randy, who's one of your frequent guests or commentators.
Yes, Randy Sutton,
yes. He brought up some, and so did your other guest, Chuck. You know, who wants to be a cop in today's environment? It's crazy. And,
absolutely.
You know, before you started the show, I kind of went on the internet or went on Police One. You know, there's a Minnesota copper shot last week, a Georgia trooper, a Louisiana deputy, a New Jersey copper was dragged, and he shot the driver after he stopped an occupied stolen auto. You know, and this is just in a matter of a couple of days. Where's all this crap going?
I you know what? I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. I really don't. But, you know, obviously you got a lot of people, like I said, just don't get it. They're not on point, or they're on point. They're on point with pro law enforcement and all that when it's trendy, and all of a sudden it's something ruffles their panties and they're against it. You know, it is what it is.
Support's not real, brother. A lot of it's not real. Yeah, I'm thinking that the next administration comes in. All this crap started after the Michael Brown incident, where the president and the attorney general did not come out and state the facts and circumstances of that case, and that, you know, Michael Brown attempted to grab the officer's gun. He was totally in the wrong. And they came up and they started immediately talking about these things happen in the black communities. You know, these people aren't lying. I was profiled when I was a deputy a prosecutor, an assistant U.S. attorney. Those guys got a lot of power. And they didn't talk to the facts, and they knew early on what the hell occurred. And that gave rise to all of this bullshit where these folks, these criminals are empowered now. You know, like this guy the other day, or these, it seems like every time you check Facebook, you check Lesma, some other cop's getting shot or run over or some damn thing. But good show,
yeah,
brother.
I hear you.
And a good blog.
Will do. All right, well, listen, we're running out of our time. I apologize, but I am going to have to sever the line here because it's going to happen automatically in a minute. But, you know, thank you for tuning in, Ken. I'm sorry we didn't have much of you on this week, but maybe we can get you to tune in sometime, you know, before next Friday.
Yeah, let me see how my thing pans out.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you don't talk, I'll listen. That's fine. You know, I love your stuff. I'll get on your blog and hit you back, and we can continue this discussion. Great show, great blog. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.